Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host Sochal, of course, and today we are, I don't know where we are we, I think we're in the vocabulary spotlight, I would say, probably.
Yeah, something
we're
like
talking
that.
We're talking about
grammar zone.
Fillers. Yeah, so fillers. And Sochal, what are fillers? Like, what's the purpose?
Well, Jack, you gave us a great demonstration. They're kind of like time buyers when you're trying to think of something to say, or the word you're thinking of, or what you're going to say in a conversation. I just used one there. They kind of buy you time to find the word that you're looking for, and they're meant to fill that empty space, because it's a bit awkward if, for example, I'm thinking of something to say, and let's say I'm thinking, Jack's like, what's your favorite color? And I just stare at him for a long time quietly. And then I'm like, blue. Instead of being like, well, I think probably blue, you know, that seems way more natural than just a blank sociopathic
awkward silence,
stare.
You know, awkward. We hate awkward silences, right?
Yeah. Long awkward silence. I think, I don't know, listeners, I'm curious to know about whether you have fillers in your native languages. I think they're part of every language, because I remember when I learned Japanese, or part of Japanese, part of Korean. I don't remember Chinese, but it has to be definitely part of Spanish, part of English. So I think they must be in every language, but that is a question I'm curious about. So definitely let us know if they're part of your native language. I'm curious.
Yeah, for sure. And anyone who's listened to this podcast knows that I'm the filler king, because my brain cannot keep up with my mouth. My mouth runs at about,
100 miles per
kilometers
hour.
An hour, 100 kilometers an hour. My brain thinks at about 50. So I use a lot. I've noticed. I'm like,
use a lot.
A lot. Yep. So, and I also use, even though it's my pet peeve.
Wow. Hypocrite.
Totally hypocrite. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know why I get mad at people for doing that, because they're just filling the time. They're like, do you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Or they're trying to see if they make sense. Like, that's
exactly
how yeah.
Right. They're not saying like, Jack, you're dumb. You don't understand anything.
You don't know what anyone's talking about.
You understand? Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What this one? So we got, well, that's another common one. We've got, this one is really common with young people. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Like,
yes.
Cause I even text like that. Well, like, It's like when, or instead of saying he said, she said, my generations and younger ones say he was like, she was like. We don't say like he said hello. We're like, she was like, hey, what's up? I don't know why we do that, but.
Oh yes, that we my gener we did that too. Like
Oh, you guys did that
yeah,
too.
instead of saying he said something, you
Right.
say he was like, I don't know, and then she was like, well, why don't you know? And then he was
Right.
like, well, shut up, and then she was like, well, you shut up, like that.
Right.
Instead
It,
of
yeah.
said, I mean, yeah, that's another common
Use
one.
that one as well.
Yeah, I'm sure I do too.
Yeah, I mean,
Actually,
like,
yeah,
actually, yeah.
actually, well,
Actually, I think.
I think, yep, I think, actually, and basically, those are two that people lean into a lot.
Oh, yeah. I use basically quite a bit too, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
One that bothers me is when people make a mistake between literally.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And figuratively,
Oh, yeah.
I literally
Or like
died. I
basically.
literally died of embarrassment.
Oh man,
And like,
that's
oh, you literally died. Then what? How are you
talking to a
alive
ghost
right now
right
to tell the story?
now.
Here's
I do
another one.
that sometimes too, but it's like a way, I know the difference, but it's like a way to exaggerate it even more. Like it was literally, I literally wanted to die. Like I was so embarrassed. I'll say that. It's like I didn't literally want to die, but it's like just to add even more emphasis.
And you know what? I'm actually lying because I'm guilty of it too, and it doesn't really bother me that much. I know when people are being exaggerate, when people are exaggerating.
Yeah, when people are using it like for dramatic effect versus people who like are actually confused.
And I understand that language m shifts, and so that literally is sometimes used to mean figuratively.
Now.
And that's fine. I don't, it doesn't really, I think some
Yeah,
people
don't
are,
be a language boomer, Jack. I'm
I'm not,
saying.
I know, I don't want to be a what they call a language pedant or, pedantry, where you just like are pedantic about, you
Right.
must use this word or this word, when you're
Right.
doing it. So,
Yeah. Pedantic for our listeners who don't know is like a condescending, like looking down on someone and kind of pettily enforcing rules. Like we all know what someone said, but someone who's pedantic will literally correct them anyway, just because it gives them some false sense of superiority. My sister, my dad, and my grandmother all do this, but my grandmother was an English teacher, so she gets a pass. But my dad and my sister don't get a pass because I don't know what they're doing, but they do it and it's annoying.
They'll say, I think what you meant to say was you figuratively wanted to die, or something like that, and you're like, oh, I don't need your please
I don't
don't.
need this.
I don't need your advice.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more, like, well, you see, well, you see, well, you see, well, you see.
See,
But I kind of like that one. That one's not annoying to me. Well, you see, I,
that one can be nice. I don't
yeah.
think it's used that much anymore,
Yeah.
though. But yeah.
And the last two I have is in a way or in a sense, to add nuance. So
Oh,
in a
yeah.
way, he did it in a sense, this was, which I think are okay too. They're not,
Yeah, it's not annoying. I don't think any filler is inherently annoying, but sometimes, there you go. sometimes the use of fillers, they can be overused, right?
That's the
But
problem.
I think it's It's good. When I was learning Japanese in college, I remember that our professor encouraged us to use fillers, Japanese fillers, when we were thinking of the word to say, like when we forgot how to say something, to fill the time with Japanese fillers. And if we did that, like on our oral exams, we would get extra points. And I think that's a good way to sound more natural.
I love that idea. I might actually use that in my classroom because I kind of skipped over this. I generally skip over this. We all use fillers because we again our brains are not going to keep up with our mouths, and our mouths need to buy us some time in between the thought process. What am I going to say next? Well, you see, then you say it, and
Especially if you're learning a language, because there's going to be times where you don't remember how you're supposed to say something or like the word that you're thinking of. And then to fill it with natural fillers from that language, it just makes your English sound better and more natural, I think.
right. It's
So
kind of like
it's definitely a
grease.
fill.
It's smooth. It smooths out it just
Yeah.
keeps the engine running, like
Right.
it's like oil or something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, listeners. Well, I would love to hear what are common fillers or the most common fillers in your native languages. I'm very curious about that. So please make sure to leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email. We love to hear your listener emails at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And you can just drop a line about the most common fillers and we would love to read it. See you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.